Well, to Key West, Florida now, where people have been following one guy's every move, and he's been dead for 150 years. Nancy Klingener from Here and Now contributor WLRN explains.
While he was trying cases as a U.S. attorney, William Hackley was not impressed with the juries of Key West. He wrote these observations in his diary in 1830.
The greater part of the persons who call themselves householders, being drunken and vagabond sailors, who have built themselves palmetto huts on the quays, and who are usually drunk from the time of their arrival on the quay until their departure, or all their money is gone.
Hackley was trying a man for keeping a disorderly house, and he wasn't sure the jury was entirely sober. Hackley's opinions and observations have become part of the current conversation in Key West, because all year the local paper, the Key West Citizen, has been running entries from his diary from the year 1855.
I look for it every morning.
Leonard Salazar is part of a group of longtime locals who gather at a strip mall cafe every morning. Usually they talk about current events, like Medicare changes and road improvements. But now the daily events of 1855 are in the mix, too. Salazar is intrigued by the language from Hackley's diary.
A lot of the words he uses to describe medical conditions and locations and other things. Plus, I'm always looking to see what's going to happen next to him.
It was Tom Hambright's idea to run the Hackley Diary in The Citizen. He's the historian at the Monroe County Public Library. Hambright realized pretty quickly he had a hit on his hands.
People started stopping me in the grocery store asking me about him.
What about the babe? The poor, sick babe.
Fran Decker's been a Hackley fan from the beginning. She likes reading about Hackley growing hemp and his work as a lawyer. But it's the entries about the babe that really get her.
The babe had no fever during the night, nor this morning. But she did not sleep well, and her mouth is filled with white blisters or ulcers. We cannot examine them well, and her tongue is coated with a thick white fur.
Tom Hambright gets a lot of questions about the babe, but he has a no-spoilers policy.
I say, no, it's a serial. You got to stay tuned. Yeah.
Hambright started running the diary entries as a way to change up the Today in Key's History column in the paper. He's been writing it for almost 20 years.
So it was getting a little boring because history doesn't change. The railroad's always going to be here on January 22nd, 1912. So I was getting bored doing it.
Hackley's diary offers detailed descriptions of life in Key West in the 1800s. He notes the daily temperature, which has led to local debates about whether the climate has changed since then. Librarian Ann Layton Rice saw the diary's reach reverberate through social media after one of the entries had a typo.
Took a shower bath, the well having dead mica in it and smells bad.
So Rice posted on Facebook.
Typo, not dead mica, dead mice.
Just the correction, without any reference to Hackley, the diary, or the newspaper column.
Universally, people understood what I meant. And I got so many people that click like are commenting saying, oh yeah, now I know what that means. Okay, thought so.
Fran Decker says it's gotten to the point where she starts every day reading William Hackley's diary.
My only regret is I wish he'd write more.
It isn't just about the past. The diary also makes Decker think about the future.
I'm a lifelong journaler myself. I've been keeping diaries since I was 7. And it makes me think, what if somebody 150 years from now reads it? They don't care that I went to the gym, but they might want to know what I had for dinner.
Key West Citizen readers get to follow William Hackley's life for one more year. He continued the diary through 1856 before leaving the island for Joliet, Illinois. For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Klingener.